climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Joining me in studio right now is Caitlin Linley from LP Propane. Caitlin, it's so good to have you back in studio.
It's nice to be back.
Now, you may remember a little bit ago we talked about LP Propane's Spreading the Warmth campaign, and they have just wrapped that up, and Caitlin is here to share some of those heartwarming stories. And Caitlin, as you and I were talking earlier, you indicated this year there were a lot of tears.
There was. I think every group of people had some tears in there at some point or another. Some, because I would call everybody and let them know that they've gotten this award and they're going to come in, we'll give it to them. Sometimes it was straight on the phone. Sometimes it took a little while to kick in when we're actually giving it to them and showing them the impact it's going to make. You could just see the relief.
I can only imagine. Now, just to kind of recap for our listeners, remind everyone what they were receiving.
So the Spreading Warmth campaign is something LP Propane has been doing for a few years now. And we gave out four $1,000 worth of propane to four of our customers this year.
$1,000 worth of propane. That's a game changer for people.
Yeah, that can make somebody's whole winter bill go away.
Wow. And as those temperatures start dropping, I think we all become a little bit more aware of just how important a campaign like this is to be able to help people stay warm, and how wonderful to have this in time for the holidays.
Yeah, it's great because now they have a little bit of a lighter load on their plate when they're thinking about all the extra expenses they have come Christmas and Thanksgiving just passed. All of these things bring a lot of extra bills.
And a lot of extra stress with all those extra bills. So tell us about the nomination process.
So winners were nominated online. Anybody could go on and nominate anyone. And they would nominate them and write a little story about them if they were interested in doing that. And then we just get a whole list and read everybody's stories and select who we can, as many people as we can.
And I've got to believe that it was a tough decision. And you probably were wishing you could have given to every single nominee.
Yeah, there were a lot of great submissions. We really wish we could. We're hoping next year we can do a little bit more. That is our goal for next year. We'll see if we can get that done.
But to give away four $1,000 gifts to people in our community is huge.
Yeah.
What a huge gift. So I know we're going to keep the privacy, but can you share maybe one of your favorite experiences of delivering that news?
Yes. So it was just all the relief and gratitude this person had that really makes them stick out. So their story was their 11-year-old daughter has been having a lot of medical issues this year, and it's made medical bills come up. So they've really been tight on everything. And then last month, their furnace died.
Oh.
So they needed that expense. And then the day that they actually submitted themselves, they got into a car accident and wrecked their car.
Talk about kind of like a domino effect of some really difficult circumstances.
Yeah. So, and we were able to help them out with this $1,000 gift. They are actually one of our customers that's on level pay. So they pay every month a certain amount that covers their yearly bill. So with that, we just give them a break. So I don't think they have to pay again until July of next year.
Wow. That is a substantial break.
Yeah, so they can hopefully catch up on some other bills and make their Christmas a little happier this year. And then they'll pick up with their normal level pay amount come July, and hopefully things are in a better place for them.
Now, do you go out to their homes at all and deliver this news, or is it more just over the phone?
Last year, we did go out to their houses, which was difficult to figure out a time, and we surprised them at their house. It was hard to find a time to surprise somebody and knowing that they're going to be home.
Right.
So this year we delivered it over the phone and they came into us when they had a chance.
Nice.
So, and then we got to meet with them. They could meet, see our office. We gave them a nice certificate. And then if they were on level pay like that one customer was, we would work with them to adjust it. If they wanted to do just a lower amount for a while, take a break, we worked it out with them. However, met their needs best.
So were you able to get some pictures and it was kind of a celebration as they came to you?
Yeah, we got a picture with everybody. We had one of those giant checks and we took a picture with
How
a giant
fun
check
is that?
With them. So all of our pictures are posted online on our website at lppropane.net if they want to see the winners.
So we can just go right on to lppropane.net and be able to see the smiles and the joy, which I'm sure are radiating from all of those winners, because this is a big deal.
Yeah, it was great. And I think it's even crazy. We have customers that do the same thing.
Oh.
We have customers that call in just to pay their neighbor's bill or their grandfather's bill.
Wow.
So it's a great time of year. We have so many customers getting surprised with bills.
So you have people that actually call in and say, I want to pay this person's bill.
Yes.
It happens. Isn't that just evidence, more evidence of what a great giving community we live in?
We really do.
Wow. And so then these people, how do you handle that? You just reach out and say, someone paid your bill?
Yeah, so sometimes they'll be like, I know this person's getting low on propane. They're worried about paying their bill. I don't want them to be. Please have your propane driver go there. Give me the bill. I'll pay it. So they don't even have to see that.
And they just want to do this anonymously?
Yeah, most people don't want to be recognized, so they ask us not to share who it is.
Can you imagine? I mean, wow.
Yeah, it's great. And we have a couple of new people working on the phones this year, and they were all surprised with how many people call in to do this.
Just to do that, just to be a good neighbor and lift somebody in our community. That's what it's all about. And I think this time of year especially, we see a lot of people that are looking for those opportunities to pitch in, to get that spirit of Christmas. And a lot of times what I've seen, Caitlin, is people want an opportunity to teach their kids about the true meaning of Christmas, about giving back. So it's so exciting to see these kinds of things happening.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
So is there another story that stands out to you from this year's group of winners?
Yeah, so one of the winners, they had undergone, I think, 26 surgeries or something recently. And medical bills are just piling up. They can't work. Their significant other is now trying to make it work for both of them when they, so they have one income, more bills, and we're able to help them out. And they actually stopped by when they were at a doctor's appointment. They came in right after that and were able to come in and just, you can see how much relief they have.
Caitlin Lindley, thank you so much for stopping by the KID News Radio studio and sharing these stories. LP Propane, with their Spreading the Warmth campaign, has certainly made a difference. Well, Caitlin Lindley, thanks so much for stopping by the KID News Radio studio.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us in.
All right.